today. I think you can hear me because it's kind of echoey in here. Yeah, I think so. I can hear everybody else too. I told my ice makers back there to not crunch the ice. So, my name is Sally Atkinson. You can blame me for all this, the workshops. But it was years ago that we felt like there was a need to teach what we know to those that may not know the things that we know. And kind of, you know, like iron sharpens iron, the proverb says, so does one man's or woman's countenance sharpens the other. And I've learned that through the years. I glean all the time from whatever resources I can get. Because I just want to do my job better. I want to serve better. I want to love the Lord more. And without further ado, let's pray over this workshop. Lord, we thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for the sunshine and just all the things that you've provided for us today to be here. We just love you and we praise you. And Lord, help us to learn how we can hide your word in our hearts and hide your word in their hearts also, the little ones that you give us. Lord, that we would just be real and authentic, that they know that it's from our love for you that we do this. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So I hope you all have a handout. They're on the little table over there if you didn't get one. But this workshop, named Hiding God's Word in Your Heart. And the first question is, why is it important to hide God's Word in our hearts? Well, we know that from Scripture, because Psalm 119 tells us that we might not sin against Him. When we know God's law and know what He wants from us and what He likes and what He doesn't like, it's kind of like marriage, you know. You got to find out what they like and what they don't like, and you're going to make some progress in your marriage. If you never learn that, you know, it's like downhill from there. And also, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. The word lightens our where we are today and where we're going tomorrow. We need to know those things. So it's important to hide God's word in our hearts. And so then I jump to the next point, getting the most out of your class. As the kids come in, they're entering into a new environment, just like you guys are entering from one thought in the workshops into this one. And I have some music on, which is a nice thing to have when your children are coming into your classrooms, especially just Bible songs and soft songs, I call them, the more songs that would be common than to get them all going. That last one, Blessed Be the Name of the Lord, was a little bit, you know, but we had Good, Good Father on, and just the nice, softer ones. And as you can tell, I get my music from here, but this has been programmed into my phone. I love my phone because it's like an iPod, and it's a Bluetooth, so I have the capability of playing music on it. And also listening to Bible studies and finding my way around town with Waze and taking notes in that session because I didn't have anything to write with. So a very handy tool. But when kids come into your classroom, a lot of things are weighing on their minds. And we just need to be ready, prayed up, praying for them before they even come in. But we want to be that channel that's going to minister to them, to bring Jesus to them. So we want to begin our classes with encouraging scripture songs to help them refocus. Don't you need to refocus too? I do. Going to class, if I'm driving to my release time class, I'll put the kids' worship on just to get kind of in the kid mode and to get my focus on what I'm going to do next. But let's see. While they're coming in to hear the praises of God, it brings them into the consciousness of God's presence. They might listen to all kinds of other stuff when they're at home or when they're you know, on the road or whatever, but when we're playing the music of God, you know, it's going to be something that triggers their memory, triggers their heart. Often, you know, when they're hearing a song, I find that they calm down. We have a big Good News Club class that comes in, and there's like 50 kids that pretty regularly come. And we'll have the music on, and we'll have some seat work for them to do. And it just seems like when they're hearing those words, they're quiet. They just come in and they quiet down. And it's so neat. And sometimes some of the kids know the words already, and I'll hear them singing while they're doing their little, you know, activity. So music is a powerful way of triggering your memory. I'm sure there's a lot of songs that trigger your memory. But using music is the key for memorizing scripture and helping the students understand Bible concepts. We can think of a song you learned years ago. When I was a child, I think I heard "Jesus Loves Me, This I Know," and maybe a few others, but I didn't know the Lord. But when I grew up, I knew those songs, so I had a consciousness of that there was a God, even though I wasn't taught the things of God. But we have an incredible hard drive in our minds when it comes to learning music. Mm-hmm. And we need to learn to tap into that resource with our kids too. We're going to be doing some scripture songs that I've found through Jumpstart 3, Child Evangelism Fellowship, and Jana Elira. Mm-hmm. And I just looked at my thing, and I don't think they're actually child evangelism songs, but I use them in my Good News Club, so I'm busted. But we love that's Jana Elira, and we use that, yeah. But we also do this other song that the kids just love, and I'm not going to teach it to you today, but it's called My God, and it's My God is so big and so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do, but it's different. It's more in-your-face rap type of song, and it goes through many Bible stories. And we did it after it was like our fifth or sixth week of our Good News Club. So we were on the sixth lesson, which is like a review, and we had covered a lot of those topics in the song. So we sang it, and you know, it just really connected the dots, which was neat. And then I think Margie was sharing something, and she was reiterating what was in the song that, you know, was parallel with our lessons. So the kids are like, yeah, that's right, you know. And then it helps them to understand the words of the song better. So regardless of your situation, it's good to invest in some kind of a portable CD player. I'm going to give you guys a CD today with the songs that we're going to be covering. And there's some other ones too. But you can use a little boom box, like if you have an iPhone or an iPod that has Bluetooth capability, and you can tune right into that. I invested, well, actually, somebody bought me this for my Good News Club. And it's just a speaker, and it has a microphone jack, too. So we have the microphone for class. Because with that many kids, and we're all wearing masks, you know, sometimes it gets a little bit muffled, and, you know, you want to be able to project. So it's really worthwhile. I mean, it was from Costco. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was just about $150. Mm-hmm. But you don't have to get the microphone jack. That other one without the jack was $100 just for the speaker. But it's a nice big speaker, and it has a handle and wheels, and it's light. Very nice for travel. So, but the benefit of having live music, incredible. I mean, we were doing the Zoom Good News Club last year, and we put the video song on it, and we just kind of had little pictures of the kids, and some of them, you know, you could see they were singing, doing the motions, but it just wasn't the same. And even in a classroom, I've seen people just put on a video of songs and expect their kids to sing and interact. But I'm not going to put that down, because there's value in that too. But if you're showing a video with somebody doing the songs with motions and stuff, you need to do it too. You need to be a person with skin on that is showing them that you like to worship the Lord too. Don't just be in the back, you know, checking your email, you know, or doing something else. The kids are watching us, In fact, I was listening to an interview with this Jeff McCullough. He's the one that started the Jumpstart 3. And he says he does this one song, and they were some people were watching it, and he's jumping around. He's got like a mohawk, and he's a real funny guy. But there was one point of the song, he would always, his glasses would like fall down a little, and he'd push them up. And when they were looking at the kids, all the kids were doing that. Yeah, so they're watching us. They're going to follow what you do. So get familiar with what you're doing. So, but there's a huge variety of Christian songs on the market. You got to listen to them. I was talking to one sister, and she said, you know, sometimes you find the song that you think you were going to do, but then it's completely different. So you got to kind of listen to the different varieties of them. In fact, I couldn't find a God is So Good song that I liked that I had heard Jana Elira do. It was on one of her DVDs. I heard it in the nursery last Sunday. And so I emailed her, and she emailed right back. I thought, Jana, go girl. Yeah, but she said, you can't get the song. Because I just wanted to see if I could get the single song without the DVD. But it's God is So Good, and it's so easy to do. So we don't have a music track for it, but if we have time, we'll do it at the end. But you can purchase songs on iTunes. They're either like 99 cents to $1.29 now. But you can download them. I just listen to songs on iTunes. Anybody can do that. You just look up iTunes and go to the music store and then type in some names of, you know, Christian songs that you want to do with your kids. But what we do with our class too, I just turn the page. So there's a few motions and sign language tips that I want to give you that really help engage the kids in worship and learning scripture memory songs. It's very helpful. You can make up signs as you go. I know sometimes, you know, we'll do thumbs up and thumbs down for things. And sometimes when you don't know what to do, you just do this. But there's certain signs that you can look up on ASL.com, which is American Sign Language. And it kind of gives you an idea, like sin can have several interpretations to do. So sometimes we do sin like that, sometimes we do sin like that, you know. And there's many others. But I try to do the one that I'm most likely going to remember, and that kind of flows with the song. Because if it's an awkward, you know, move from the sign that you just did, it's like, no, let's do that other move. It moves better. Yeah. But there's different letters. I have a letter chart on your paper too, just to help you if you wanted to just do, remember how to do like an H for holy. I've seen different, you know, I think it's this way. I've seen it like this, holy. But with the H, you can do hallelujah. Let's see, and W is the three fingers, it looks like a W. You can do worship, worthy, and then K is like this. When you do king, you can put your seatbelt out from your left arm down to your waist, so king. And you can do an L for Lord, Lord, and you can do C for Christ. So all the same, you know. It's easy to remember. So, it's okay. And then a cross, when you talk about the cross, you can hold your hand like you're holding a piece of wood or a stick and just do that for cross. Mm-hmm. You know, easier than doing that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's more bold, like the cross. For praise and joy and happy, you can do this or like this, praise. And in Jana Elira's song, she does sing for joy. So it's like sing for joy. Hallelujah. And you can watch her on YouTube. You can find a lot of music on YouTube and just watch it. And then if you don't have your, if you can, I like the CEF ones, if I don't have a way for internet, I'll just I'll film it on my camera, you know, and I'll have it on my phone so I can do a quick look before class. It's like, oh, how did that song start, you know? And I'll have the little tutorial right there before class. Well, even before class, you know. Be prepared. Don't just be doing it right at class. Knowledge and know, think. Often you can just, you know, point to your brain. If you want to do a K, you can do, you know, K on, you don't have to do the K on knowledge, but to think, to know, for wisdom, or wisdom, I like to use three, because it's like, get the W's in there when you can. But know the basics. Let's see. Oh, and we've got basic words that we need to know, like God, just straight down, God, Jesus. We did Lord King, praise, Lamb is like this.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, Lamb, because sometimes that's in a song. Let's see, we've got forgiven. Well, often we do this, but sin, forgiven. Let's see, worthy. Okay, I did that, and then death. I think they keep one hand down though. I would do it wrong, but I've noticed somehow this one, they're both like that when you finish, but if you can just do this for death, that's fine. And eternal life, so eternal. And some songs we do eternal like this, and then we do life, because that's the motion I got off of Jumpstart 3. Let's see, but just work on those signs before class. There's some slang things too, like O. Sometimes you can do a big O like this for a song. Sometimes you can do a little O like that. Just depends on what works. But the thing is, you want to do something that your kids are going to follow, you know, and they will follow it. And then sometimes if you forget what your emotions are, and they remember, they'll be doing them, so you can go, right? That's amazing. Yeah. Let's see. So slang, and then the idea is to get familiar with the songs that you're going to teach your students so that you can enjoy praising the Lord together. And I gave you some links on this page, too. It was a really good interview that I listened to. On this first one, I said, go to YouTube before you do anything else and listen to this interview. It's with Jeff McCullough from Jumpstart 3 and this singer, I forgot what her name was right now. I didn't write it down. Susan Miller or something. Susie Miller. There it is. Okay. And Jeff McCullough. But he gave some of the points they give is that God doesn't need you to be awesome. He just needs you to pursue God. You know, we just need to be lovers of God, pursuers of God. And it's important to teach them who God is and that they would hide the truth of God in their hearts. So that's what we want to do. We don't want to just sing songs just to have fun, just to do exercises to get the wiggles out. But we want to teach these concepts of God. So the first one we're going to learn is Jeremiah 29:11. I think that's one we should all know. And this was from Jumpstart 3. And so we start with a no, for I know. We don't do all the words, you know. We don't spell out for I know. It's like, but for I know the plans I have for you. So this is plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you. I've seen this done two different ways, and now I'm confused. But we would do prosper you. And not to harm you. Plans to give you hope. I guess we should do the H. Hope and a future. It's kind of like that. And it repeats it. Oh, and then the second verse is, then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And that's what God does. That's God's heart. But this song is kind of moves, and our kids love it. They love this song. So we're going to start off with, for my plans for you are plans to not harmony, but to give you a hope and a future. And I'm looking it up right now on all my playlists. Okay, it's on this one here. So, let's stand up. Okay, this one starts off with a little snapping. You don't even have to snap because it's doing it for you on here. According to his purpose. And this one, we do the no. I guess the other one, we just started with plans. I'm sorry, I messed you up on that. But, and we know, now we just do kind of a interpretive in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, those who love him, those who love him, love him, love him. That's how the song goes.
Okay.
And I can't do this on all those, so I just do it on the last one. It's just easier to do that. You know, heart was another one that, you know, you can draw a heart, you can do a heart like that. When you're doing the love dove heart, though, you want to do this, you know. So there's different hearts that we talk about. So, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him. So when we're teaching them the memory verse with the song, and I'll kind of rehearse with them, I'll do the motions. It's like, okay, follow the motions, see if you can remember this verse. You know, and it helps if they remember this is no, and then this is in, and this is one way of doing all. Another way is all, yeah, I've seen it done that way. But I just like the motion on this, so in all things, God works for the good. And that's a good promise to have in these times. So we're going to try that one too. Do you want to sit or stand?
Stand.
Okay, let's stand up. This one's kind of fun. Because he first loved us. No, It goes this way and then it goes that way. So we serve, we serve, we serve and praise because through Jesus we are saved. And then she does a big, oh, 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 oh. Show me the way to give. Oh, 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 oh. Show me the way to live. And then, you're my inspiration, my destination. You move a little on these. And then, all I say and do, I want to love like you. So you may not want to do the spinning on that, but the kids love to move around on that. So, yeah, you're my inspiration, my destination, all I say and do. I want to love. I'll share this truth. There's no other God, there's no other God, there's no other God like you. And then she does this. Okay, so it's a fun song, and that one is easy to find on YouTube. It's right there, so I don't know if we should do it or not. Since I'm getting this stuff mixed up on we love, we love, we love, we love, I can't remember that part. I should look it up real quick. So anyway, look that one up. It's a lot of fun, especially because it's got the clapping thing to get the kids involved in, and it's moving around. And then we got John 3:16. So this one's kind of good too. It's from Jumpstart 3, and it's got this little wrap at the beginning that says, you don't have to do motions with it, but you've heard this verse about 1,000 times. You can't get mad because it's stuck in your mind. It's about God's love for you and me. Let's sing it now. It's John 3:16. So I usually just point for you and me, and we might do 3:16 like that. And then it's just simple, for God so loved the world. For God so loved the world. I can't remember. My mind's going blank. That he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him. That's a new sign. Believe. So it's like you're believing in him. Shall not perish is that way sometimes. But this one, what are we doing that one, Margie? Do you remember? Perish. Yeah, dead.
Oh, okay.
Die. Okay, but have eternal life. And they kind of, it's just easy enough to do this. There is another motion in it, because it goes like that and then life. But I find just if the kids can get that and then the L for life. You know, so that's another way to use your L's. But that one's fun. We will do that one. I want to be conscious of my time. John 3:16, here it is. Okay, let's stand up. Let's get down.
You heard this verse about 1,000 times. You can't get mad to the second you're mine. So about God's love for you and me. So let's sing it, let's sing John 3:16.
Okay, so that's a good favorite of ours. Kids love it. Let's see, and we have a few other songs on our website that we did an entire workshop. That's why I don't like to repeat them here, but that I did. But it's just, see, there's just some loose interpretive sign language in that too. And you just have to go with it. I like, you know, it's easy to remember. Like I said, music triggers your brain. I got this old brain here. The hard drive needs to be replaced, but they don't sell replacements. So yeah, I gotta do brain exercises. But yeah, it's funny when you're trying to tell somebody something, it's sometimes you need to sing it or have the music, and often my students will sing their memory verse, and that's okay. Just so they get it in their heart. We want them to know. And then God is so good. It's just a basic, you know, soft song to end. That's why I just heard it the other day. Well, I know it. I mean, so oldie but a goodie. But just when Jana was singing it, it's like, yeah, we should have like a quiet song sometimes to end our class and kind of have them reflect on the lesson and what we've done. But I mean, we know God like that, and then is so good. So God is so good. Get the good in there. God is so good. And we know that, don't we? And we want them to know that too. God is good. And we know that all things work together for the good to those who love Him. And what a better thing to, I should have brought my little book. It's in another classroom, but I did a book right before COVID, and it was all about me, and it was about my students. And I, at that time, I was teaching 5 classes, 5 days a week. Pretty busy, had a lot of students. We do name tags with pictures on them, so I have their pictures in my computer, so I had them fill out a form just a few weeks before COVID, and it was answering questions about them, just to get to know them, what they like, what kind of food they like, what their siblings are like, do they have any pets, you know, what song, what's your favorite song, your favorite book, and then on the other side, it's about their spiritual walk, and it was just giving me some idea if they had received the Lord. And that's some time where we get the feedback. You know, we'll get raised hands, but it's not always sincere. By the next week, they may not know what they did. But the ones that truly have received the Lord, they know that they know that they know. And they would fill out the back and, you know, give us that information. And there's a questionnaire, too. Since you came to know the Lord, do you talk back less? Are you kind to your siblings? And they have to answer why or when, you know? And it was really neat to have that. And so not everybody filled the whole survey off, but I ended up putting their pictures on it. And right before COVID, I kind of had the book almost complete, just a few needed to add more information. But all of a sudden, we were cut off from our students. And I had that. And I thought, I'm so glad I did that. And it's a nice thing to do. The kids like to know that you're interested in their lives. You know, not just you're interested in what you're teaching, but you're interested in them personally. And it really speaks volumes to the kids. So I don't know how I got off on that, but it just reminds me about how good God is to do that. And I want them to know that God is good. And if those are the last words we say to them, and we get cut off again, God forbid. But you know, we want our classes with our kids to count. We want them to know Jesus. We want them to know that He's for them and not against them. And maybe it seems like the world's against them and their families falling apart, but we want them to know Jesus. He's good. He's good and He loves them. So let's just sing this song. I don't know how much time I have. I guess we have more time. But let's just sing it. You all know it, right? God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. Beautiful.
That's so good.
Can you just imagine your students singing that? And going home with that simple song, what a neat way to end up classes. You know? Gosh, I can't imagine. And it's neat too, we give them the CD, and I'm gonna, as you go today, I'm gonna give you one. Actually, it's from our songs from 2019, 2020. We had a lot left over because we didn't get to give it to them. So I want you to have that, but it's got other songs on it too. But we would give these to our students, and actually we would hear, like at our Good News Club especially, because our helpers are out at the street when the kids get picked up, and they'll pop it in their parents' CD right away. And we'll hear them, our songs going off in the car. And that is so neat to, you know, to give them something like that. But let me pray for you and pray for our lunch. Lord, we thank you so much for your goodness to us. And you're just good. You're holy. You're right. You're true. You're righteous in all your ways. And Lord, we just want to follow you. We want to know you better so that our kids, our students, will know you better. Mm-hmm. Help us, Lord, to come to our classes just prepared and built up in you, that we would be ready to love on them and bring Jesus to them through your word and through song. Bless these teachers, bless them in whatever capacity they're ministering in, or if they're retired and they're not maybe as involved, but Lord, would you just help us to share you with others as we fall more in love with you. Bless these people, bless all of us, and bless our food. May it nourish our bodies as we go. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.